check out new sounds in this segment from emerging local musician Ted de Oliveira, known as Front Business. Hawaii's art scene is definitely stirring. Opportunities ahead. Artists across the islands have been sewing, carving, pit-firing their entries for the Hawaii Craftsman Show. Deadline to enter is Monday. It's going to be a busy weekend. They're opening October 24th at the new Downtown Arts Center in Chinatown. The new Arts and Letters building will open on Nu'u'anu under Maile Meyer of Pu'uhonua Society. That's coming soon. And a new CEO is leading the Hawaii Arts Alliance. Her name is Terry Skillman. Terry's teamed up with the new Hawaii Contemporary Foundation, led by Associate Director Sarah Reza and Executive Director Catherine Dawn. We're going to take a look now at the Hawaii Contemporary Foundation. Catherine starts off with how this happened and what's in it for you.
Earlier this year in 2020, the organization made a decision to transition its signature event from a biennial to triennial every 3 years rather than every 2 years. And given that the Honolulu Biennial was formerly organized by the Honolulu Biennial Foundation, we've taken this moment also to just change the name and refocus our efforts on where they're needed and count the most. And one of the most significant focus for us during the pandemic is this emphasis on our collaborative partnerships and our community partners, because without them, we as an organization would not be able to realize what we do for the arts community in Hawaii.
Geez, Terry, you and I talked back in March and saw a bunch of needs. You kind of are the implementation end of this opportunity here, right?
Well, we had started the Creative Artists Network a year ago. We felt like artists in Hawaii don't have the support they need, and they also don't get the recognition because people come here to see our arts and culture. And we need to support our creative sector a lot more. So that's why we started the Creative Artists Network. So actually, it was because of Maile being on both of our boards that helped connect us. The Hawaii Contemporary wanted to do these professional workshops, and we have this growing database of Hawaii artists who've been signing up. So it was a perfect fit to be able to extend to Hawaii artists this opportunity.
Well, I like your speaker roster. Could you maybe whet our appetites a little bit? Sarah?
Hello, Noi. This Thanks. Program I have devised in London, in New York, in Chicago, in Miami, in Hong Kong, across the Middle East, and in Central Asia. So it's been sort of a mission of mine to support artists all over the world. I come from a museum background as a curator and an art historian. I have amassed great people and colleagues. I'm very fortunate that I'm able to bring them to Hawaii as well. So Zha Zha Fei is a digital expert. She's known as the digital strategist to the art world. She was really one of the pioneers to start using social media to welcome the ideas of museums to sort of further concepts through the digital realm.
How did she do that?
She was just so astute at using these technologies. She would create meetups, she would create certain groups, Instagram, where artists were speaking to one another. They were connecting with collectors, galleries, with other museums. She was able to propel and write much earlier on about this sort of changing landscape and sort of had a feel for how important it would be.
Do you think that this is particularly applicable here in Hawaii?
Good question.
I think it should be a sort of another mode of expression for artists to be able to utilize all that is at their fingertips.
Terry, the Arts Alliance has been doing some organizing.
On May Day, we did a advocacy Zoom. Out of that came the Arts Alliance working with this collective of arts administrators and artists for creative resurgence. We proposed a caucus, an arts and culture caucus, that we want to get established at the state legislature that will start helping us push policies that will benefit the creative economy in Hawaii. Hawaii Contemporary will obviously be working and backing us on that. The other thing that Hawaii Contemporary, because of where they're located down in Chinatown, we worked with the Downtown Arts Center, and we've submitted a National Endowment for the Arts Our Town grant application. That is to help fund artists and businesses in the historic arts and cultural district.
Gee, Miley, A lot of things are coming together. You've got the Arts and Letters building ready to start up there at the Tapanu'uanu.
There are lots of really sophisticated artists here in Hawaii that already belong to Hawaii Craftsmen, Printmakers, or the Potter's Guild, or Powwow Studios, Aupuni. I mean, DAC, Downtown Arts Center is going off. So people like Kat and Sarah and the underwriter,
the Terasakis.
Thanks to Taiji and Naoko are amazing. They're real. They are some of the realest people that have come into this town. So we need to pick it up and move it because everything is in alignment. Poho is the Hawaiian expression. What a waste if we don't do it now.
Arts, movers and shapers. Miley Meyer, Terry Skillman, Sarah Reza, and Catherine Dawn. Check HawaiiContemporary.com for more on that professional development workshop. They will begin October 14th. We'll include a link with this story.